1. Gratitude, savoring, anticipation. In our first chapter together, I want to give you, dear listener, a quick win. I call it GSA. According to the plethora of research out there, employing GSA in your life will more than likely increase your happiness levels. It's not guaranteed, though. Why? Well, nothing's guaranteed in this life, sweet cheeks. You might not meet the right person. You might find out you can't have kids. You might be running in an ultramarathon and get caught in a fire. Even that age-old adage, if you work hard, you'll succeed, is in its essence an exaggeration. It should really be changed to, if you work hard, you'll most probably succeed. But I'll tell you one thing, if you don't practice GSA, I can guarantee that you won't get any happier. So, what is GSA? Top marks if you spotted that it's an acronym. No, it's not good sex always. That's how my randy mind remembers it. It's gratitude, savoring, anticipation. Let's break these three babies down. You can anticipate or look forward to the moment. You can be grateful for the moment. And you can savor the moment after it's gone. But gratitude comes first because it's the big mama. Anticipation and savoring are the kids. Or you can think of gratitude as the tree and anticipation and savoring as its leaves. Whichever metaphor you want to use, if you actively and consciously practice gratitude, savoring, and anticipation, your happiness levels are very likely to increase. So without further ado, we'll jump into the big dog, gratitude. Gratitude. Let's talk a little about my favorite topic, me. When I was 24, I was killing it. I'd graduated from my mining engineering and environmental science degrees, and Michael and I had moved to the remote mining town of Kununurra in Western Australia. We were living our dream. I'd landed a fantastic job at the prestigious Argyle Diamond Mine, and we spent our weekends fishing, rock climbing, camping and swimming in waterholes, fully exploring Australia's beautiful outback. Every few months, we'd fly home to the south coast of New South Wales to surf and hang with our friends and family. Michael and I were completely in love. We had a wide circle of friends, and we knew we had a bright future together. So I was happy, but often I still felt as though my life wasn't good enough.